You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And now let's turn to WIOD senior national correspondent Michael Bauer. You can follow on Twitter at The Bauer Show. The big news yesterday morning, the FDA and the CDC recommending the halt in usage of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Lots of fallout from that decision. Michael, what can you tell us? Good morning.
Yeah, there are concerns, certainly, when you have that happen. And the fact that right at the time that Johnson & Johnson was set to release their vaccine overseas in the EU, and now they're having to hold off on getting those vaccines over to the EU, that rollout, a little bit of a speed bump now here. Let's also not forget Johnson & Johnson had a problem with production at a Baltimore plant where they had to get rid of about 15 million doses because of production issues. So that's been a little bit of a problem. There's some speed bumps that have been in the way here. But what we know is the concern is over something that very rarely happens. We have roughly almost 7 million people that have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine so far. We now have six people that have had some sort of an ill effect from it in regards to blood clotting, including one person who died, another who's in critical condition. And with that, at least the determination's yet to be clear on whether that person died from the injection or complications from the injection. That will all be discussed today in an emergency meeting. But the reality here is it's so rare, it's literally down to a 1 in a million case here, Ryan, is what we're talking about. But that's still enough because this is the process we usually go through. This is the process that means our system is working as intended. Health experts saying, look, we're paying close attention to even these exceedingly rare outcomes. And that allows experts to suss out a situation, revise the playbook as needed. Usually we have the luxury of time for that, like a span of a year or two when a vaccine is being made. And this all happens behind the scenes. We don't have that luxury in a COVID global pandemic where it all has to be done now as we're getting the injection. So you've got the 7 million doses, six reported cases. There's going to be an emergency meeting happening today for the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices to determine the blood clot cases. Are these something that were conclusively linked, the blood clot cases, to the injections? They need to compare the rate at which the blood clots were occurring shortly after a J&J and vaccination, as opposed to those who were uninoculated. Is this a pure coincidence kind of a thing? That's all stuff that will have to be hammered out in detail. According to what we're hearing from Dr. Janet Woodcock, the acting commissioner of the FDA, she expects the pause to be just a matter of days. So that seems like a relatively small speed bump here. And with that, you heard from the White House, they don't expect there to be any problem as far as keeping Americans vaccinated. They said they've had enough Pfizer and Moderna vaccines that they'll be able to keep pace on the 3 million shots per day, keep pace on President Biden's goal of 200 million shots by his 100th day in office, and then still continue to reach every adult who wants to be vaccinated after that all. So that doesn't look like it's going to be a problem here. That's some good news. And again, this is exactly the way the process is supposed to work before people get all upset about, oh, I can't trust the vaccines. No, no, no. This is exactly the way this usually works. It's just happening under a larger microscope now.
Well, and what people need to really understand, too, is that the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca vaccines, where we've seen, again, very, very rare cases of this kind of issue, they are different from the mRNA vaccines that are being produced by Pfizer and Moderna. And one thing, I've got to point this out, this CDC expert committee that's convening today, were they busy yesterday? Did they already have things on the books? I mean, doesn't this seem like kind of a big deal? Maybe you just jump right in yesterday after
Could
the
you
announcement.
Cancel a few things that you had going on yesterday. Hey, look, I know we're supposed to have this Zoom at 3 o'clock, but there's kind of an important thing that's come up. Yeah, you would think that'd be the case, but let's just say that, you know, maybe people, I like to imagine some of them were in surgery. I don't know. There could be any number of things going on, and I suppose all things considered, this is relatively quickly to get this thing pulled together. But you're right. It would seem to me within an hour's period of time, you should be able to get some emergency meeting drawn together for just this kind of an instance.
You know, hop on Zoom. I mean, come on. We're all doing it.
That's kind of how they're going to have the meeting today. How difficult would it have been to happen last night?
Exactly. Just a thought, just a question I have. I don't think we're going to get that one answered, but just something I was thinking about. Michael Bauer, our WIOD senior national correspondent, who you can follow on Twitter at The Bauer Show. Michael, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stay safe, Ryan.